During these times of constant temperature checks, literal ones like the ones I passed at City Hall and Touro Hospital and my doctor's office this week, thank you very much, and figurative ones like where you fall on the optimism, pessimism spectrum, or city phase 1 through phase 10, or police state versus defund the police. I mean, on that note, could you really imagine Joe Delery with more time on his hands to devote to St. Rita? That's a good idea. I want to suggest a different reading for us this morning. While I was studying in Rome, my spiritual director liked to suggest we chart our stay on the third planet from the sun this way. Imagine every moment of every day Mass is being celebrated. In Seoul, South Korea, the faithful rising the next morning while we're eating our dinner. In Mumbai, India, as we're getting to sleep. In Lagos, Nigeria, as we turn over in bed. At St. Mary's on the Falkland Islands for early risers, or St. Mary's on the island of Maui for those later ones. Our Earth spins on a 23-degree axis, but it also turns mass by mass, held in place some way by both. We have a church on the so-called most remote island on Earth, St. Joseph's on Tristan da Cunha, the 250 residents, 1,200 miles away from any other land. I'm also still looking for a permanent priest to be assigned there. Our Protestant brothers and sisters have their Sunday schools and Wednesday family nights. Our Muslim believers, their Friday calls to prayer. Our Jewish friends, their Saturday Sabbaths. But there is the Mass, every moment, every day, as we circumnavigate the globe another 24 hours. And all of this over a host. Sure, there's the reading of and reflection on Scripture, the risen presence of the Lord as the Second Vatican Council defined, present in the Word, in the people, in the celebrant. But it's the Eucharist that's special, special, right? A single star reviewed wafer in one moment, the most precious globe-tilting matter in another. To understand Corpus Christi, our day-to-day, and also our moment-after-moment reception all days, think again of the world out there. We have come screeching to a halt the last number of months over what? A virus we have trouble seeing. Stopped for months now, searching for a sign of COVID-19. Stopped for weeks now, searching for signs of racism. With both, it can feel like we're fighting against ghosts, faint, asymptomatic markers of a medical disease, inherited structural attitudes of personal and societal prejudice from a disease of another sort. Again, today isn't the day for temperature taking or outcome proposals. You can refer to my homily from last week for that. It's about seeing the gravitational axis of our world grown to a stop based on things that can be really hard to see, things often thought invisible, things really, really important. If we understand this about our society, about the world out there, re-enter the church doors and take in again the host. We don't have to see all of it for it to be meaningful. We don't have to experience some ecstasy for it to count. We don't need a Eucharistic miracle to believe. At least we shouldn't. Our world rotates with the Mass, is held captivated by the risen Lord, moves down a communion line stretching across the equator. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. We might struggle to see it, to see all of it. But does that mean we have to struggle to see the meaning of it? This Corpus Christi Sunday, we get the completion of our rabbi's Capernaum Communion Sermon. We touch Catholics the globe over. We take deeply in our Lord. Things remaining unseen can stop our world, as we've noticed. Things remaining unseen can also keep our world in motion. We celebrate this Corpus Christi Day.